irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning into our show, it's going to help you if you are questioning your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest on the show will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, novelists, talent directors, talent managers, casting directors. The list goes on and on and on. Basically, if they're working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on this show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional, obviously winning a Grammy and an Emmy and a Tony is very professional. And then we also bring in once in a while the novice or beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, you can either download or listen to any of our past shows. We have so many different types of careers, as you obviously heard. And if you want to get advice about a career, you can go to our archive page on latalkradio.com, latalkradio.com, and just go scroll down, just look for the, I think it's shows, and then you look for Question Reality, which is the name of our show. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And then our shows are also available on iTunes and Stitcher.com. So just type in, again, Question Reality in the search box, and there you are. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, as you know, we are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. And if you want to know who the guests are going to be, please go to our official website, which is different from the LA Talk Radio website. That's where we air the radio station. But the official website is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And I encourage you to download our free app, which is for the iPhone and Android, and you'll be able to listen to all of the other exciting and informative shows that are on LA Talk Radio as well. And that app is on our homepage of the latalkradio.com website. It's down the bottom towards the right-hand side. People are like, I can't find it. Where is it? Where is it? Look, scroll. It's down the bottom again, right-hand side. Now, we have another fantastic, wonderful guest, as we do every week on the show today. His name is JJ, and I really pray I didn't get a chance to ask him how he pronounces his last name, but we'll say it's either McGuigan or McGagan. So we'll ask him. But I want you to go to his website right now. It's JJMCGUIGAN. music.com. Again, JJMCGUIGAN music.com. You can also find him on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Again, JJMCGUIGAN music.com. And I think he's Irish like me, so we're going to have to find that out as well. He is joined in the studio. We are interviewing him live, obviously, and he is in the studio today working with Brian Elwick. We're not expecting him as a guest today, so it's an extra added treat. So we're going to find out about him and what he does, and very exciting. At 5:30. as always, when we have musical guests on, we play a song. We are going to be playing one of JJ's songs. It's called Home. And again, around 5:30. It could be 5:25. It could be 5:30. It could be 5:35. So just make sure that specifically around the 5:20, 5:35 mark that you definitely tune in. Sometimes people are tuned in and then they go to the bathroom or they go get a snack, but make sure you come back to hear JJ's song. That is a definite for sure. And JJ is repped by the lovely, wonderful Michael Stover from MTS Management Group. Highly recommend that if you are pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, specifically music, that you check out Michael Stover at MTS Management Group. I'm getting feedback on this end. I hope you guys are not hearing it. That usually happens when you're interviewing someone and they're on speakerphone, which again, we have Brian joining us today. So sometimes you're going to have that feedback. So again, I apologize for that. But we, of course, want Brian to be on the show as well. So now let me tell you a little bit about JJ. JJ is from Wichita, Kansas. Oh my gosh, I love that song by Glen Campbell. Is that I think it's Wichita. It's Wichita. Ugh, I know it's Wichita related. As you guys know, I'm not a country music person, but I love my country music guests. But I know there's a song by Glen Campbell and there's something with Wichita. I think he's a lineman or something. Anyway, I love this. Love that song. He is a alternative rock country singer-songwriter and a VH1 Save the Music Songwriting Contest finalist. I think those cocktails are kicking in now. Kicking in, I can't talk. Anyway, JJ has been playing the drums since age 13, and then he later picked up the guitar, and he began writing songs around the age 20. He attended Newman University and a renowned recording school, which is Full Sail University, and songwriting is JJ's main focus and passion, with an emphasis on lyrical creation. And what's very interesting about this guest today, and I thought he was going to bring such a wonderful perspective and aspect to music. JJ was diagnosed with OCD and depression at age 16. And what he has done is he's just made an amazing attempt at using his experiences and his music to become an advocate for mental health awareness. And that is so noble, and that is so important for us to use whatever ails us to try to give back in some way. So it is just fantastic. So without further ado, let's talk to JJ now, who I don't know where he is, but welcome to the show, JJ and Brian.
Hey, thank you for having us.
My goodness. So are you actually in Wichita right now?
Yes, we're in Wichita, just jamming out in my apartment, actually, playing some music.
Jamming in the apartment. Oh, my goodness. Now, was I right, JJ? Was there a song by Glen Campbell with Wichita in it? Wasn't it Wichita County Lineman or something?
Wichita Lineman, I believe, is the name of it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Now, Brian, are you a musician? Obviously, you're a musician if you're jamming, right? But what do you play? Guitar, drums? What is your instrument?
Well, I play multiple instruments, but guitar is most certainly my main one. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here with it in my lap while I'm talking to you, and right before you called, JJ and I were working on some songs, as we usually do when we're together.
Well, I have found that if you are a guitar player, I think more so than any instrument that I've had experience with, guitar players always have the guitar in their hand. They will take it wherever they go. My husband is a software developer by day, and then he's a jazz musician, specifically guitar, at nighttime. And he can't leave it alone. He has to take it everywhere with him. I have to, like, pull it away. It's like a Linus blanket with you guys who play guitar. You just love your little guitars. question for you. Let's start this out with, first of all, JJ, you are a VH1 Save the Music Songwriting Contest finalist. Now, that is just fantastic, wonderful. But for people who don't know what that is, can you please tell us how you got involved with the process? What is the process for entering this contest? What was your journey like?
Well, it was a songwriting contest that I entered in 2007 when I was just first starting out and everything. And then I entered a song I wrote called Rain. And it's basically, it's a international contest in that people from all over can submit their music to. And it goes through a series of judges and series of rounds. And you get notified each time. And eventually got to the final round where they decided the winners and came up short of winning it, but I was a finalist with a handful of other people. And basically what happened from there was a lot of confidence and a lot of reassurance that I was doing the right thing, that my music was reaching people, that it was being heard, basically. And really, the contest itself did a lot in terms of that, and
I was going to ask you. You're so good. You already know what I was going to ask you, because my next question was, what opportunities happened as a result of you being a finalist? I bet you there were more opportunities that happened afterwards than there were before, right? What all happened?
Well, basically, if you ended up winning the contest, you got to record at a studio wherever they were headquartered at, and you got your song marketed for a year free. When you end up in the finalist category, you got your song marketed for a few months, and I was able to get a lot of feedback on it. And the main feedback I got, it was basically a song I recorded in a friend's apartment using GarageBand. So it wasn't, and, you know, the quality of the production wasn't there, so the song itself didn't do a whole lot. And they said it was the only song that wasn't really professionally recorded that made it that far. So
wow.
They said, Beth said, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, but just try and record in a, if you can, a better environment, a better studio, so that way that song can then get into more people's hands.
Right.
And I was able to meet a couple of people that lived out in Nashville, and I ended up moving out there just shortly after, just for a few months, not really moving, but just kind of testing the waters out there, and still in contact with them today. Nothing big has come about it yet, but yet I met some good people, and who knows, you know, in a year from now, one of those contacts might, you know, end up turning up something. So nothing necessarily big came out of it other than confidence and all that, but I did meet some good people and some good contacts to have.
And you know, and JJ, that in itself is something that is just irreplaceable as far as contacts and confidence. I mean, who doesn't need a boost of confidence? So if anything,
definitely,
like JJ said, this is a really a lot of singers, songwriters don't even think and may not have even heard, I seriously doubt it, but you know, you never know who's out there. They may not have heard of the opportunities that you can get from entering your songs in these music contests. They think, you know, I don't want to waste time doing that. It's such a waste, blah, blah, blah. But it really is a wonderful venue for you to get your music out there. And when you say that you were able to achieve that wonderful finalist status with just GarageBand, that is something, because even though I'm very familiar with GarageBand, my husband uses it, you can really get a very fine product as a final product doing GarageBand. Of course, not recording studio quite, but you still were able to get a GarageBand recorded song as a finalist. So if JJ can do it, you can do it too, people out there listening. A lot of people are, JJ, and I'm sure you can, you know, attest to this. A lot of people don't want to waste their time even entering contests because they think, okay, well, what happens afterwards? They're going to want money from me. They're going to want this. They're scared that they're going to, that it's some sort of a scam. Can you tell people how these contests are not scams? They're just really great opportunities for you to get your music out there, right? Tell them they're not scams. Not all of them. Now, I can't say all of them because I have heard some of them are like, okay, well, send your $500 and then, but you got to know which one. Like, obviously, VH1 is not going to be a scam. An MTV is not going to be a scam. You know, the little ones like, hey, mom and pop, you can be a star. That might be a scam. But, you know, talk to us about that. Tell, you know, encourage people to enter these contests.
Well, definitely. It's important that if it's an online contest, which most of them are, that you do your research on the contest before entering. And normally, if it's reputable, if it's clean, in other words, people aren't getting taken advantage of, they're going to have few, if any, complaints. And when you find those, which most of them, like you said, are reputable, then by all means, enter them. I would guesstimate half of them are for free.
Okay.
That you can enter without having to pay.
Okay, and but sometimes you do have to pay a little something, but
sometimes
what...
It'd be worth it to do as long as you research it and make sure that it's reputable.
Right.
Because you never know, you might not see a profit in return, but you could get an awesome contact.
Absolutely.
That, who knows, years down the road,
mm-hmm.
ends up working out well for you. So
mm-hmm.
the plus side is limitless. You know, the
right.
negative side, you know, maybe a few bucks.
Yeah.
You know.
And are there any other contests that you personally would recommend, JJ, that you, off the top of your head, any other ones that you have found that are good?
I know Paramount Music offers lots of opportunities in their songwriting contest. They have lots of different genres. They're able to, you know, really help you out, and you can subscribe to them for free. And they also have a publishing side to them. They also have a recording side, a recording studio for them. And you really have a lot of good opportunities with them. That would be the main one I would recommend.
Okay. Is that Paramount Music, as in Paramount, the studio?
Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wonderful. All right. Now, you listen to JJ, people. You enter those contests because he had wonderful opportunities. So, there you go. Now, JJ, you've been playing the drums since you were age 13, and then you later picked up the guitar and began writing songs at age 20. Why, let's go way back to when JJ was a little boy, why were you first interested in the drums? Like a lot of people say, they heard that Phil Collins song, I Can Hear It in the Air Tonight, and you know that wonderful drum solo, which I love so much. It's like my favorite drum solo of all time. And they say they were inspired to play the drums. What was it for you that interested you in drums? And also, the same question goes for guitar.
Well, basically, all my life growing up till age 13, I was always banging on stuff, whether it be the chair, the desk in class, annoying the teacher with it, and or just keeping a beat of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And then at age 13 in the seventh grade, a couple of my friends who played guitar said, hey, you know, we need a drummer. Let's form a band. And I immediately ran home and asked my parents, you know, can I get a drum set? And they fortunately and were cool enough to agree to that because, as you know, drum sets get pretty loud.
Oh, my God. I would never get a child a drum set. I'd say no. But, yeah, you were lucky. That was very nice and kind of them to do that because that can drive you crazy, right? Oh, my Lord. Now, did you, I'm going to ask you, do you, so you play the drums, you play guitar, do you play any other instruments?
Right now I've been playing the keyboard for a little less than a year and just trying to get fluid in that, mainly mainly to write songs on. I find if I've got, you know, guitar and a keyboard, you know, I can come up with some more interesting stuff and whatnot, and just be kind of more versatile, and it's just fun to play and express yourself with something new.
Who doesn't like to go banging on stuff? I mean, I bang on stuff. I don't even play instruments, but who doesn't love to bang? Even if you're taking a pencil, tapping it. We just, as a people, we like to bang on things. Now, question for you. Now, songwriting, as you said, has become your main focus and passion. And you specifically said, and again, I'm getting the information from your PR guy, your bio, it said, with an emphasis on lyrical creation. And again, I'm not in the music business. So my question that I came up with that I was interested was, what's the difference between songwriting and lyrical creation? I would think that's the same thing. Is there a difference? Because when you say with an emphasis on lyrical creation, I don't understand that.
Well, basically, what it comes down to is songwriting can be anything from lyrics or a guitar, or, you know, it's a little bit more broad, and it also involves a lot of melody. So if you say you're a songwriter, then the songs you produce, you know, should have a quality melody to it. And mostly what I'm best at, I can do that some, but what I'm best at is the actual lyrics. So in a way, I'm a songwriter, but you could also say that I'm a lyricist also, more specifically a lyricist.
I understand. Is that like, okay, well, I can write the words like Jack and Jill went up the hill to Greta, and you write all the lyrics, and then you have your friends say, like Brian, for example, would say, okay, correct. So you said, and then he comes in and he starts like playing the guitar or playing an instrument, and then he comes up with the musical composition, right? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. It's working with Brian has been amazing, just because he can create so, we work so effortlessly, and the melodies he creates on guitar as well as vocals are just amazing, and it brings the words to life and everything. And so, one of those deals, we're definitely a team, and it's we're just gonna keep going and ride it out for as long as we can.
Well, you know, as soon as you just described that, immediately in my mind, what came to my mind was a whole picture of, and again, this is a spoiler alert, people, for Nashville, because I'm obsessed with Nashville. I love that show. This is a spoiler alert, so if you don't want to hear this because you haven't seen this episode, please close your ears or come back in 5 minutes, but I have to get this out. So when JJ was saying that, I immediately saw Raina and Deacon on that couch when they're with, they are, if you've been following Nashville, you know that they decided to, they came back on CMT, which is the country music television. I just love them for picking the show up, because as everyone knows, it was canceled on the CMT, or not CMT, the CW, or whatever station that was. Anyway, they were picked up by the CMT, and they're back, yay. However, spoiler alert again, Deacon and Raina decided to do that collaboration album. You had Deacon on the guitar, and Raina was coming up with the lyrics, and they were working so beautifully together, and she would just say her words, and then he immediately was able to come out with music, and I think, wow, that's so beautiful. Anyway, she died. I'm so depressed. I can't stand it. Tears. Do you guys follow Nashville? Were you absolutely just so sad at this? Or did I just ruin it for you and you haven't even seen the episode?
I haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, I just ruined it for you. Oh, my God, I'm devastated. I've been crying all day. Anyway, so that was what they were doing. So that's what JJ and Brian sort of do. They want with you. Okay. Oh. Oh, my God. What's happening? I have no idea what's happening right now. Oh my gosh, what happened? Who was that? What happened? Where did that music come from? Hello?
Yeah, I think it was my song Home.
Oh my God! So somebody started playing it by accident when I didn't say play it. Oh my goodness! Okay, well don't play it yet. Whoever's in control of playing it at the radio station, not yet. We're about to do it. Okay, so it's about 5:28, I guess. They were like, "Okay, let's play." All right, so that's what you and Brian are doing right now. What are you working on? Are you working on a new song? Are you working on an album? What are you and Brian doing over there?
Well, we're actually we're working on an album. JJ said earlier, a 10-song album, and we're about 6 to 7 songs into it. And like JJ said, we make a great team. We're able to whip out some songs and melodies and lyrics. We can sit down, and in about an hour, we've got a good, solid foundation for where we want to go in a song. And again, we're about 6 to 7 songs deep, and we're just working on finalizing all the melodies, choruses, the structures of the songs is what I'm looking for. And yeah, we're getting close.
Is this the song Disassociative that I had read about that I heard it was a 5-song collection? Is this the wrong one, or?
Yeah, well, Dissociative was the one I worked on with Garrett Crowe.
Oh, okay. I'm confused because I don't have that. I don't have the information about the new one you're working on. I have latest album Disassociative, the 5-song collection featuring vocals by Garrett Crowe and Scott Spriggs. So I don't even know anything about what you're doing now. So tell us what the name of this album is, since this is the important one.
Well, we haven't really come up with a name yet for the album. We've been messing around with something like Fake Highs and Real Lows.
Ooh.
Which could be, you know, play into the hands of the songs we're creating. And
maybe we could go with High Low. And then it could be like Fake could be very small and very small type, and then the word high would be extremely big, and then the other, you know what? Oh, that I just saw that. Sorry, I'm a producer director of film, so I see things. When you tell me, I just visualize, and I just go, sorry, go ahead. Look, I'm telling you what to do with your album title. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, we're just working on, like Brian said, we got about 6 songs really laid out, and we're just going to try and finish the structure of them and then take them into the studio. And hopefully along that way we could very easily come up with 3 or 4 more and have a full length album.
Yeah. And is it just going to be the two of you? Are you singing, or he singing, or who are the, is it just going to be a like a duet, or?
Well, basically here's how our process works. I've got a decent voice, and I'm able to get across the ideas that I want for vocal melodies, but we will be eventually getting someone else to sing the songs. But because I'm able to play multiple instruments, I'm able to map out what we want as far as bass, drums, guitar, and some of our songs are going to include orchestral arrangements as well as choirs. And basically, after we get the structure down at home, we go out and we find the right people, whether it be singers and other players, and then we lay down the parts and we've got a fully fledged song. But it's a lot of fun. It's a blast. We have a great time doing it, and we do it relatively quickly. We're very proficient at this, so we're hoping to have this album out pretty soon.
Now, question, do you, when you say guitar and lyricist, now, do you or are you able to write a song? Say, for example, me, just as an example. If I had a script and I wanted to do a short film or a feature film, whatever my film was, and I said, hey, JJ and Brian, I need some music for this script, and I gave you the script, would you be able to come up with songs for the whole entire film, or is that a whole different animal?
No, actually, to answer your question, yes, we would. as far as that goes, that's something we've both been talking about, and we've actually worked with people locally who have requested the same thing. And speaking for myself here, I've got...
And this is Brian talking, not JJ. This is Brian talking.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yep, this is Brian. I've constantly got music on in my head, and one thing that has always enamored me, I've been enamored with since I was a child, was movie orchestral scores and music. And so, the short answer is yes, absolutely. We're able to look at a scene and visualize, you know, what kind of music is required for a particular scene. So, yeah, absolutely. That's something we love to do.
Well, see that, everybody? If you got a little script out there and you need some music, consider JJ and Brian for a possible team. Now, do you have your own website, Brian? What's your website? What's the name of it?
I do not have my own website, not yet anyway. It's something we're working on. I'm either going to kind of co-opt JJ's and share it with him, or eventually we'll come up with just kind of our own website, but right now I don't have anything.
Well, you have to contact me after the show. I own a website design company, and we'll do one for you. So you just contact me. We'll get you going. And there's no reason for you to not have your very own website. So I'll hook you up, honey. Okay, it is that time. We want to play the song. So real quick, either Brian or JJ, can you set the song up for me that we're about to play? It's called Home. So tell us who wrote it, right? And who's singing it? And whoever wrote it, I'm assuming, has some sort of motivation or inspiration for the song. So what's the particular song about? Home? What was the motivation? Who's singing it, etc.?
This is JJ. I ended up writing a song a few years ago, and Garrett is the one singing. And basically the motivation that came behind writing that song was just kind of inner reflection, and it's the idea of home, and is it an external place, is it an internal place, what is home basically, and it's kind of a metaphorical song for that. And I was just trying to, you know, I wrote the first verse out not knowing quite where it was going, and then the chorus came, and I knew exactly what it was about, and so I was able to restructure it and everything, and lyrically, and then worked with Garrett and just were able to nail out the song. And song I'm really proud of, and looking forward to people to hear it.
Okay, well, we're excited to play it. So now, little person over there at LA Talk Radio, because we're doing the show remote, obviously. I'm in LA and they're in Kansas. So now we're ready to play the song. So without further ado, we're going to play the song. And then when we come back, we're going to move on with you guys giving us some more career advice for people who are pursuing the musical career path. So without further ado, this is Home. That was written by JJ. And JJ, how do you pronounce your last name, by the way? I don't want to mess it up.
It's McGuigan.
McGuigan. Okay. And who's singing this song again?
Garrett
Crow, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Garrett Crow. Okay. This is Home.
As I wander, searching for a place I've never known, like the time that I see your face makes me realize there is something real out there. And I wonder how long till I reach this place. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be. And I wonder, why am I all over everywhere? Walking circles and acting like I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna start this over. And I remember just how far it is we've come home. Sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing air, home is where I wanna be. It's light from outer space. I will take you and we will never turn away. When all is said and done, you will be the only one that I will need for all eternity. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be.
Thank you very much.
My goodness! That was so insightful and just like really emotionally deep, like really striking. I love the words. And you know, I'm a more of a lyrics person myself. I mean, of course, the music absolutely matters. But, you know, my husband being a jazz lover, he's like all about the instrumentation and the music. He doesn't even hardly know what the lyrics are. He's like, I don't understand what they're singing about. He hears the music. I'm more of the lyric person first and then the music second. But, oh, I really love the lyrics. I love that song. Now, what success have you had with that song? What has come about for you with that song?
It's actually a song that me and Michael had currently just released and this past week. And so not much has happened yet because the song we had earlier was called Letter. And that got a lot of success. It was on some indie charts and whatnot. And hopefully this song, Home, can have that same success as well. We think it can. So hopefully it does.
Yeah. So what? Now I know. As I tell everyone, you really need a team. Whatever your team is, you need a team to do anything when you're entering the artist world. When I say artist world, that's, you know, musician, actor, whatever, poet, whatever you decide to be. You really need a team because it is so hard to follow this path as a career. And you obviously are taking your career very seriously because you did add Michael Stover, who is a talent manager, to rep your music. What was it that made you decide to take your career to the next level to add a PR person to help you promote your stuff? Because, you know, being a musician or an actor or anything in the arts, it is such a creative process. It is so mentally and physically draining. And when you have to focus on writing the music, doing the instrumentation, it is so exhausting. By the time you're done, it's like the last thing you want to think about is having to get out there and create a digital footprint on the internet. And these days, unfortunately, that is what you need. You really need a team to get out there and take whatever you've created and pump up the volume and to get people to know about it. So the question is, what was it that made you know I'm at that level that I want to hire Michael Stover to help me?
It was actually just this past October. I really knew, like you said, that it's just almost an impossible feat to be your own PR person and to be your own, you know, quote-unquote management and whatnot. And I read about MTS Management and Michael Stover and just a lot of good things about them. And so it actually ended up, I just simply tweeted them, hey, how can I submit music to see if you would, you know, add me to your team as well? And they replied back, just submit here. And I did that. And a week later, when they had time to review it, they agreed. And it just kind of took off from there. And I have to say that he's running one of the best management teams out there for artists like myself and anyone just starting out. And really wanting to get the ball rolling, he'll expose you to a lot of people, and he'll be real with you. But yet he's also very tactful in the way he goes about his business. And so you're going to have nothing but good things with MTS Management, Michael Stover. But I would just say if you can't get with them, try and research and look up somebody or a team that can help you out and just. And don't be afraid to submit your music. Don't be afraid of rejection. I, you know, submitted to quite a few places before I even found out about MTS and received nothing, no word of anything. And so, but thankfully, I didn't. So that way I could now work with Michael Stover.
Absolutely. Only good things will happen when you hook up with him. Now, I wanted to talk briefly about this very, very important issue, JJ. You were diagnosed with OCD and depression at age 16, and you say that you have used your experiences and music to become an advocate for mental health awareness. So how did you go about, or how do you go about incorporating your goals of combining music and mental health awareness and advocacy?
Basically, what I try and do is just be open and honest with anyone that I can, that I come across about it. And, excuse me, just trying to get the word out and let people know that, you know, you're not alone. You're not, you know, don't feel stigmatized, even if the society you're living in does have a stigma around it. You yourself don't need to feel that. Be who you are and know you're more than your mental illness. Don't let it define you, but at the same time, take care of it. Reach out to people that you feel are going to help you. And if you're on the other side of it and someone's reaching out to you, take their hand. And so if I'm doing a live show or a radio show or anything like that, I'll deliver that message regardless, because it's such an important thing, especially today with, you know, we live in a pretty stressful society, even though we have a lot of technology that's supposed to make our life easier. What we're finding out is that technology is not going to do that. It's going to be relationships. It's going to be how we take care of each other, and really just trying to get that out there and let that be, you know, in a sense, my message, and in a sense, you know, what I think life should be about, you know, just helping each other and understanding each other, being willing to understand each other more exactly.
Oh, absolutely. So, like JJ said, just because you have OCD or you're diagnosed with anything, whether it's depression or any mental illness or any physical illness, that doesn't mean you can't try. There are ways to overcome it. And what will help you, instead of trying to hide it, you need to just get it out there, because you are actually inspiring people and you're helping other people who have these illnesses that may be hiding them. You're helping them to come out because they say, hey, if JJ can do this and he's just rocking and rolling and making it happen, then I can do this. And what's great that he's doing is he's incorporating, you know, the advocacy and trying to help bring about mental health awareness. And that you will always have support doing. And that is something that you need to think of as a positive rather than a negative, because it is a positive. So I just want to tell you guys that I really appreciate your time and effort coming on the show today. And I'm excited about hearing more of your music, because that song was so fantastic. It's inspired me to go to YouTube right now and look up that other song that you did, because I think on YouTube, JJ, you have that song Letter, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. And real quick, since I'm going to go to YouTube and check it out, is that a song that you wrote and sing? What? Tell us about that real quick, because I'm going to tell everybody, get over to YouTube right now. Now, what do? Yeah. We type your name, JJMCGYGAN, or do we type the letter, yeah, or what?
Just type my name like you just said it, and then also type Letter, and it should pop right up.
And did you write it? Are you singing it? What are we going to see when we go to YouTube right now?
It's basically a lyric video, and I wrote the song, and Garrett is the one singing it. And just check it out. It's a lot like Home in a sense. It's the same style, same feel, and I think it's one of my better written songs lyrically. And hopefully it can reach a lot of people and in the same way that mental health advocacy can. And go ahead and check it out. Just JJMCGUIGAN and then Letter, and just go check it out.
And also, please, I know that after hearing that song Home today, that you are a JJ McGeegan. Did I say it right? McGeegan?
McGuigan, yeah.
Oh, McGuigan. Those damn Irish names are so hard. I'm Irish, but I don't have that really MC hard last name. I'm sure that everybody wants to follow him, so please go to Facebook and type in. I think he's under JJ Shredder 15 on that.
Right.
But I think if you type his name, you'll be able to find him. And then Twitter, JJ McGuigan Music, and then again on YouTube. And please follow them, become a fan. I'm a fan. I'm now a JJ fan, and I'm a Brian Elwick fan too. And we're going to get a little website up for Brian. So please go and support JJ and his music. And I would love for you guys to come back when you finish your album and let's promote it, because I want to hear another song.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yes. We will. So contact me, and we will definitely have you back on to promote it. And if you're ever in L.A., look me up. And we'll go to the Viper Room. We'll take you guys out to all the hot rock spots in town. So, again, check out JJMCGUIGAN Music.com and follow him. And we want to thank you so much, guys, again, for coming. Say goodbye to your fans, Brian. And let's do JJ and then Brian real quick.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for having me very much. This is fun.
Absolutely. Appreciate the allowing me to come on last second and be a part of the show. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, let me know you're coming on next time, because we'll promote your stuff too. We'll show, I don't know if you have a independent single, but we'll get it on. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.